For 2 years, we've been following the tragic story of 22-year-old University of Virginia lacrosse player Yardley Love, murdered in a drunken rage by her boyfriend, George Hughley, who was recently sentenced to 23 years in prison. Now, Love's mother and sister, Sharon and Lexi, are speaking publicly for the first time today on Katie Couric's new show, Katie, on ABC 7 at 4.
Must have been so difficult for both of you to be inside that courtroom where George Hughley was sitting.
My heart was beating really fast the whole time. I kept thinking that's what Yardley saw. That's the last thing she saw.
Joining us live this morning is Katie Couric. And Katie, having grown up around here, gone to UVA, this had to be a very personal story for you, too. Katie, do we have you?
Sounds like the line.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yes, we can, Katie.
Yeah, since this happened, you know, it was such a shocking thing. As you mentioned, I graduated from UVA many years ago, but it seemed so strange to have this happen at this beautiful university. And obviously Yardley was such an incredible girl and just on the brink of doing great things, just getting ready to graduate. And then this horrific thing happened to her. And so I was very connected to the story for a number of reasons. Also, as a mother of two teenage daughters, it just really hit home.
Yeah, all of us are concerned about this issue, and we hear a story like this, Katie, at a place like UVA, where you expect there's a different standard. Maybe it's an expectation that should no longer be applied, but nonetheless, we do. Were there any things that you learned in your conversation with Sharon and Lexi, clues that were there, things we ought to be looking for now to make sure things like this don't happen again?
Well, of course, hindsight being 2020, there were some things that surfaced during the course of the trial. For example, they became aware that George Hughley was arrested for drunken disorderly conduct in Lexington, Virginia, and he was so belligerent to the police officer, he had to be tased to be kind of subdued. He also beat up one of his fellow lacrosse players quite badly and had written some threatening emails to Yardley as well saying, you know, I should have killed you. So in hindsight, yes, there were red flags. And the only other red flag, which was when Yardley came home and she was very upset because she said he had tried to restrain her. Well, the fact of the matter was he had tried to choke her. And one of our dating violence experts on the show, Jackie Campbell, who's working with the Loves and is at Johns Hopkins, said that women who are choked by their partners are 5 times more likely to be murdered by those same partners. So there were warning signs, and we talk about that extensively on the show because we really wanted to use what happened to Yardley as a cautionary tale for other young women and even some young men out there who might be at risk for dating violence, which is so prominent in our culture right now.
Yeah, it's always so surprising, though, to hear about violent relationships among young people, but it does happen, and it's really not something that parents, as a matter of routine, talk to their kids about.
Well, when you think about the statistics, 1 in 3 college students say they have been in an abusive relationship, and even in high school, 1 in 10 high school students say they have been physically harmed by a boy or girl, and so it is much more prevalent. And one of the interesting things about it is that because we live in such a technological era, you know, the ability to really harass someone or stalk them or constantly be in contact with them, to exhibit this possessiveness, is really all around us because of computers, because of our digital devices. So you can constantly be in touch with someone, but that also means you can constantly, you know, be on top of them, harass them, and really exhibit, as I said, this kind of possessive behavior that often is one of the warning signs for dating violence.
Gosh, it is such a troubling story for us all to hear. And for the last 2 years, we've been thinking about it and worrying about this problem. And we know how we feel. How are her mother and sister holding up, Sharon and Lexi? Can they get on with their lives?
Well, it's hard, as you can imagine. First of all, they're such lovely people. Sharon is wonderful. Lexi is a doll. She's getting married at the end of this month, and Yardley would have been her maid of honor, and it was very touching. She showed me her engagement ring, and I admired it, and she said that this was my grandmother's. It was her dad's mom, who happened to be named Yardley as well, and she said, so I have a piece of Yardley with me wherever I go. But, you know, the three of them, Yardley, Lexi and Sharon called themselves the Three Musketeers. They were very, very close because Mr. Love, John Love, died of prostate cancer in 2003. So they've had to deal with a lot of loss, and I think it's very difficult for them to move forward, but they're doing the best they can. And they started this One Love Foundation, which will help educate people about dating violence and hopefully save some other young women from a similar fate.
Absolutely. A very important thing for them to be talking about. Katie, how about you? You having fun with the new show?
I am. It's a lot of fun. You know, what's interesting is every day is different. You know, one day we may do an hour on hair, which is actually surprisingly informative. And then one day we may do dating violence, kids and concussions. Next week I have Barbara Streisand, which is so exciting. Demi Lovato is talking about her struggles with eating disorders, and we talk about how eating disorders have become more prevalent among middle-aged women. Sofia Vergara is going to come on, and she's got such an interesting backstory. Chelsea Handler, who I've become friendly with. We don't have all women all the time, but we have four incredible women next week, so I'm very excited about that.
Awesome stuff. Hey, yeah, when you get back to your old stomping grounds, Katie, when you get back to your old stomping grounds, come on, visit us here.
I should, because I come and see my mom a lot, you guys. So I
definitely
should come by. Thank you for
the
invitation.
She's a good daughter, too. Yeah. You got it all going for you. Thanks, Katie. Good luck. The show's at 4 o'clock on Channel 7.